Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And for those who have been listening to the show, following us, you know that each week we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, please follow us on Facebook. And for those of you who are all our friends on Facebook, please share the link with other people. And the other thing I want to say to you is, if you have not done so already, become a friend. Become a friend of Facebook, but also share it with everyone. And also, if you have questions, there you can post questions on the Facebook page. There you can also you can ask questions to me. And if you want to be on the show, or you have a guest that you want to recommend to be on the show, all that can be done through our Facebook page. Okay, tonight we're talking about Mother's Day. It's hard to believe that Mother's Day is around the corner and the weather still feels as though it's winter. Oh, my God, it's hard to believe it's spring. I was walking my dog this morning in the fog and in the midst of rain, and I happened to turn back around. I'm very blessed that my block, which is the only block in my little community, has its tree lined with cherry blossoms. So beautiful. So I know spring is coming, and spring's in the air, and again, with that comes Mother's Day. And for those who, if you don't know, Mother's Day is going to be May 10th, the second Sunday of the month, May 10th. So for those of you who have not done anything yet in terms of getting ready for Mother's Day as it relates to your Avon business, don't panic, because you still have one more campaign that you can order and get some products that I'm going to suggest today prior to Avon. So one of the things you want to do in order to capitalize on the Avon sales is that you want to start, if you haven't done so already, you want to start making baskets. And baskets can be, and when I say baskets, it doesn't have to be a physical basket. It could be something as simple as a high heel where you put stuff in. It could be anything. You know, with our Avon product, everything looks good with Avon. And if you don't know how to create baskets, and I was one of those individuals who did not know how to make baskets. I took some classes and still didn't quite get it. But I went onto YouTube, and YouTube gives you the luxury of watching things over and over and over again. And I have to say, my baskets look pretty nice now. So, if you have not done so already, go onto YouTube. You don't have to have a YouTube account to do that. You just go right onto YouTube. But those people who have a Gmail, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Gmail has YouTube as part of their Gmail suite, so it's for lack of a better word, so it's part of the Gmail package now. The other thing you want to do right now is you want to order bungles, and the reason why I say bungle, and you know that in our outlet books and some of those beauty books, as well as our brochures, you see they have like perfume sets. When you get the perfume, the deodorant, the powder, whatever. You want to buy those things when they're cheap. And another thing you want to buy is those naturals. When you get the soap, liquid soap, you also will receive the liquid soap. You also receive the body lotion, the mist. You want to buy things like that, and I'll tell you why. Because those bundles, you can actually take them apart and maybe put two of each of the four items, take two of them apart and put them in a basket. And this way you have two different baskets. And you can put some kind of accessory to go along with that particular item, whether it's a scrunchie or a hairbrush or whatever, to go with that. Or even a bag, like a little carry-on bag or whatever, a makeup bag you can put in there to make a basket. And so those are things you can do. Also, on the internet, when you go to youravon.com, which is called your back office, on the far right, you see something we'll call Deal Central, and a lot of times you see the deal of the day. So you can click on that and see if they have bundles or things that's really inexpensive that you want to buy to create these baskets. And the next thing you want to do, once you have all these items and you're ready to start making these baskets, I have found in your publisher software, if you have Microsoft Publisher, you can make gift certificates. And so you may want to do that also, because the gift certificates that you make, you could also put them in your basket, or you could have the gift certificates and put them in a nice little box, a little small box, and give them as a gift, sell them as a gift to give to your customers so they can give them away as a Mother's Day present. So, for example, it could be a $10 purchase. So this gift certificate has a value of $10. It just presents this when you place your order, or it could be $25 or $35, whatever money amount that the buying customer would like to purchase at that particular time. And again, that could be either placed with your bundle, or it can be done separately, like it's like a little envelope or a little box. You can do that. The other thing you want to do, you want to send out emails. And you want to send this email, one of the emails you want to send out ASAP. And the first email you want to send out ASAP is to let people know that you are currently making baskets in that, and it doesn't have to be an urgency. Beat the rush. Order your baskets today, and call, and give them numbers that they can call, so that you can know exactly how many baskets you're gonna need, and you can get ahead of the game, and you can start pre-making these baskets, so making them the day before. So you want to make sure you send an email blast or a text blast, however you communicate with your customer base. Let them know that Mother's Day baskets will be available, and then let them know, because sometimes they think only mothers. They're available for your mother, your sister, your daughter, your aunt, your cousin, your godmother, your grandmother, the teacher, or whatever, your coworkers. Let them know. You make the whole list. So this way, you can say, oh, yeah, I didn't think about buying a basket for my coworker. So you want to make sure you make a list. You list that out in the email, blast, text, or wherever you're communicating with your client. So that's what you want to do. You want to let them know that you have these, and that they have you have gift baskets available, and that they can pre-order. Another thing you could do for Avon for Mother's Day, you could have like a pre-Mother's Day makeup party, and they can come in. They can come and buy gifts. You know, with the intentions of buying gifts to give to people, or even better, you may even have a perfume sampling party so that people can come in, sample the perfumes that come in. We got some great new perfumes. We have the rare amethyst. We have the fresh that came out. We have another new perfume that's coming out. You know, and we have a new mark perfume. But you could invite them to come in and sample these perfumes, and then you can wrap them up. Free of charge if they buy them on the spot. So that way, and they will make wonderful Mother's Day gifts. So that's another way you can prepare yourself for Mother's Day by hosting a Mother's Day perfume sample party or having a Mother's Day makeup party. The other thing you want to do is for mothers, preparing yourself for mothers. I would say 90, I'm really going to go really high on this one. I would say 98% of our customers are women, and our loyal customers. I'm talking about loyal customers. I'm not talking about the customers that, order once in a blue moon, or, your customers who constantly order from you. I would say figure out what it is that you want to give that customer as a gift. You really should, give them something, say, thank you for being a customer, and thank you this Mother's, and happy Mother's Day. And what I like to do, when I give my customers a special gift, I take those clear literature bags, and in their order, I put the order in the bag, the regular bag, and then I put whatever I'm going to give them that's special, I put them in a plastic bag, that clear literature bag, and wrap it with curling paper, and then put it in the bag. This way, you can even put a little note. This is a gift for you for Mother's Day. Thank you for being a wonderful customer. And then I would take the bag itself, and I would go to the dollar store and get this 100, I think it's 100 or 50 sheets of tissue paper, and I will put it in the bag so the bag really looks pretty when you deliver your Mother's Day, the gifts to, not gifts, but your customers purchase for Mother's Day, because they will really, really like that and enjoy that. So now what can you do in terms of gifts? What are gift ideas? Well, one of the things you can do, if you go into your Avon.com and you click on the order, you know, if you're going to place an order, on the far left-hand side, it's a tab that says trial size. Now, I went on there today, and I saw that the only thing they had here today was the Ultra Skincare Moisturizer, I believe it was, for $5. But usually they have other items in there, and they're usually very cheap. And you know, those are something that's really nice to give to your client. Or you can go with the samples and go in the fragrance tab and get the liquid fragrance, the one that they can spritz, because those are really great to travel with. If you're traveling, you know, you don't want to carry a huge bottle of perfume. Just that little spritz will be enough for clients to take with them for a week of travel. So maybe you want to order something like that. The hand lotion, you know, they were on sale for campaign, because up and coming to campaign, I think it was 99 cents, I believe. That'd make a perfect gift, because you know, with your discount, you know, you get it like 69 cents, something like that. That makes a very nice gift. The lip balms, that's another item you can order. The makeup remover, I certainly have given that since Shirley has recommended that, I have been giving those out as well. And another thing you can do, you can just make a sample pack. And you put a lot of little things in it, like, again, the perfume, one of the cleansing sample, one of those cards that have the cleanser on, you can do that as well. And then they want to throw a little lip balm in there. And then take that little clear plastic bag, the literature holder, and then, you know, put a little ribbon through it and curl it up and put it in there and say, you know, thank you, Mother, happy Mother's Day, thank you, in there. The other thing you should do for Mother's Day, this is the other email. We talked about the first email announcing that you have the gift baskets available, or that you're doing a pre-Mother's Day makeup party, or a sample perfume email you want to send out is to just sending your customers a happy Mother's Day greeting. And what I usually do, because, you know, sometimes I get lost for words, I'm so big I can't think. What I do, I go onto the internet and I Google Mother's Day greetings. And you'd be surprised at the different greetings that will pop up. And so I go and I choose the one that I like. I copy and paste it. And then what I do, I will put Mother's Day. And then I Google that. And then I click on the top where it says images, so I can select the photo, and I copy the photo onto my desktop, and then I include that photo into my card, incorporate that in my card, and then I send that out as an email blast to my best customers. And then on Mother's Day, what I do, my really, 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 really good customers, the ones who really right now feel like family and friends, what I do on Mother's Day and every holiday, I send them a special text with some kind of a clip art saying Happy Mother's Day. And this works for wives individually. Do not send them as a group, because what happens is, and it really annoys me when people do this, they send out a group text, and all night long, all day long, you're getting the responses from everybody who finally looks at their text, and they're responding back. So send them individually. Just cut and paste. Keep cutting and pasting, cutting and pasting. It, you know, otherwise you'll just annoy people, and it will defeat the purpose. So just do that. If you do not have a email service. We talked about this. You can do Constant Contact is what I use. I absolutely love it. And what's nice about Constant Contact, I can go back into my history and find previous emails so that, you know, so I can say, what did I do last time? What did I send? And I you know, labeled them so I know it's Mother's Day. And I put Mother's Day 2014. How do you want to, you know, help you remember what you have done? And then I go back and I refer to what it is that I put in, what I had written in that particular email, and then I send that out to my client. So that's pretty much it. I know this is a whole conversation was supposed to be about Mother's Day, but the other thing I wanted to talk about briefly, if I may, is that Avon's making a whole lot of changes these up and coming campaigns, and I think, you know, you owe it to yourself to really stay on top of all the changes that are coming our way with Avon. And one of them that Avon is going to put into effect is they're going to have TV. And so what is Avon TV? They sent us an email, and in the email had, to look for it, and the email had actually click here, which took you to the page that had the Avon TV. And you could actually preview the preview of the new Avon TV. And what it is, it's going to be on YouTube. That's where they're going to do Avon. That's where apparently it seems to be, that they're going to do YouTube. And that's where you will watch the various information that Avon is going to provide. And the thing they're saying that's going to be on this Avon TV, they're going to give you selling aids, anything that's new for the up-and-coming campaign will be discussed in this campaign, this Avon TV campaign issue. And it's just absolutely phenomenal. And the reason why I think it's phenomenal, especially for a person like me, I do try to make as many meetings as I possibly can. But let me give you just a sample of a day like I had today. I got up this morning, and I walked the dog. After getting dressed, I'm making my breakfast. I'm making the dog breakfast. I walked the dog. I went to work. After work, I had to run home. No, actually, I had to do some shopping. And after I went shopping, I came home. I did some touching around the house, did some things. And then I dressed. I went to the gym, came home. I did a load of laundry. And I had full end and did a load of laundry. Then I had to prepare for the radio show. And after the radio show, I had to go to Westchester to see a client. And then, oh, I'm sorry, I missed something. After the gym, I went to see a client to drop off some products. And after this radio show, I'll have to go see a client. Then I'm going to come home, and I have to finish doing some of the work at home. So for me, it's really kind of hard for, just like yourself, to attend a lot of these Avon meetings. So what Avon is doing, they are going to eliminate these meetings, the district meetings, and they're only going to have these little Avon Web TV. This way you can watch them at the comfort of your home after you put the kids to bed, after you finally finish everything, before you, you know, doze off to go to bed, they'll have these little Avon TVs where every campaign they can watch that. And the other thing I want to talk to you briefly about, if you don't mind, is that Avon, I love this. I got a new tablet, fooling around, and one of the things I wanted to put on my tablet was the Avon Mobile app, which is what I have. The Avon app, which I have on my phone right now. And I find it very helpful in terms of me on the go and putting my client orders in or adding customers to my getting the Avon address to. Well, I downloaded what I thought was the Avon app, and it was called Avon Mobile. I thought, and the icon really looks the same. So I clicked on it, and it started doing stuff that the other app didn't do. But I thought, you know, maybe it's an upgrade, so we roll with it. So I was going with this new app, and I had to do updates, and I had to put in a passcode, you know, my username, a password that Avon has given me. And then after that, they asked me for another code, and I put it in there, and I was confirming again. Then had to load these 12 things in, so I was like, oh, God, I haven't done it before. But anyway, so finally, it finished doing what it had to do. And so I said, let me try it out. And when I tried it out, I was floored. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. You actually you see exactly the balance, how much you owe Avon. I haven't explored it completely, but one of the things I see, you see each catalog in its entirety, full version of that little thumbprint. It was a full version of the catalog, the Outlook book, it's just phenomenal. The Mark book, everything is in there. And not only for that one campaign, it has a couple of them in there. And then you have the option to either download the book into your phone on your device. There was three options. One was to download. One was to actually go to the site to look at the catalog. And I forgot what the third option is. I can't think it would save me. But it's absolutely phenomenal. And it's called, and once again, it's called the Avon mobile app. And then I went ahead and put the other app on my phone also. But now I'm thinking, you may not even need that, because this new app is just phenomenal. So Avon looks like it's really stepping up its game in terms of, you know, getting more internet friendly. It's just a great time to be an Avon representative. So just quickly, with the Avon mobile, sometimes you find yourself out with a client and you don't have a brochure because you get them all out and then boom, here's somebody you have to, and they want to order something right away. You can actually sit with that person, pull out your device, whether it's your cell phone, because I downloaded it on my cell phone as well as on my tablet, whichever device you want to open it up in, and then you can actually go through the catalog with your client. So it really is a phenomenal, phenomenal device and a tool, I should say, to use. And I really thank Avon for that. Again, Avon's making a lot of changes. I don't know if I had mentioned before in the last conversation that we had on the radio, but Avon has changed the free shipping for your clients. It's no longer $35, is $40. They have to take a $40 order in order to qualify for free shipping. That's one thing. And then up until, I think, May, you bring in a new recruit. Her package is free. She will get the money back once she places her first order. So, you know, I can't stress to you enough to make sure that you are receiving the Avon newsletters, because, you know, so much is happening, so much has changed, or a lot of changes are taking place, and you don't want to be out of the loop. If you opted out of the email, which I can't understand why anybody would do that, but especially if you run an Avon business, if you opted out the Avon emails, I would strongly suggest that you go back and opt back into the Avon newsletter. If you go into your profile, under your profile, one of the things you could do, you can edit your address, you can edit your phone number, you can edit your email address. If your email address has changed from the time you started doing Avon to now, you can go back and then you can go into that section of your Avon.com under your profile, and you can go ahead and change your email address. The changes that you make are immediate. So I would strongly suggest you do that. You really need to be connected There's really no excuse now. You know, they bring it to your, they bring all this information now to your email, and they bring all this information to you via TV set, via, or computer, via Avon Web TV. Okay, so I think that's it. I think we covered everything. As you know, this is, again, as I mentioned before for Mother's Day, this is the last campaign that you have before Mother's Day, before, you know, so you can have your items to make your gift basket. So really make it count on this order taking week. And just make it happen. If you haven't heard from a client, pick up the phone, call them, look up their email, their address, their home address, and send them a catalog. But with that, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I'll talk to you soon. Next week we have Shirley Shalom. We'll be closing out the month as always. I will not be on the line. I think I'm going to call in real quick and connect us, but I will be off the line because I'll be in, and along with the Avon manager, they'll be in Cancun as well. And so with that, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful and successful week. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.